We want to leave you with the words of the Taoiseach Enda Kenny and Nuala Kerr, the mother of Ronan, who will be laid to rest in Berra, County Tyrone, in just a couple of hours' time.
It's a sad day for our community, and Ronan was a valued member and had so much to offer. And this is at a time when we are aiming for a neutral police force for the good of our country. And I urge all Catholic members not to be deterred by this. We need to stand up and be counted as we strive for equality for all. We don't want to go back to the dark days of fear and terror. And we were so proud of Ronan and all he stood for. And don't let his death be in vain.
They don't do so in the name of Ireland. The name of Ireland put its stamp on the Good Friday Agreement and the St Andrews Agreement. The vast majority of people, north and south, voted for the Good Friday Agreement. And we have always, in opposition, supported the government in terms of the implementation of that. I've spoken to First Minister Robinson, Deputy First Minister McGuinness, the British Prime Minister. I've had a briefing from the Garda Commissioner here in terms of security. I know the levels of cooperation that exist between the Garda and the PSNI. And for those who might think they're doing something for Ireland, and this is a warped mentality. It's a mentality of the past, of a dark and violent past, and we want no part of that in our future. Nobody wants to see this as the beginning of something. I want to see it as the end of something. And that Ronan Kerr's young life and his dedication to his job will stand as a monument to what free Democrats want for this country, that communities on all sides can live and work together in peace and harmony and get on with rearing their families, providing opportunities for their people, and live a life that we would expect in a country that has grown up.